curriculum centres, the community services, health, tourism and recreation curriculum centre. I've got some cards at the front if you want to collect one of those at the end of the day. There's a presentation being handed around which captures the slides. I hope there's enough to go around. There's about 20 that was reproduced. I do have one apology, and that is I printed these out last Friday, and since I went tinkering with the presentation over the weekend, I've made some changes, and some of them are a bit dramatic, so it won't be an exact what you've got in your handout to what you'll see here. I'd like to begin by saying this learning framework, which I'm calling LearnSpire, actually developed out of my initial interest when I was undertaking my master's in education, and I did it for University of Wollongong. So one of my lecturers at the time was John Hedberg, who spoke here this morning, and Barry Harper.
Yep.
So those two people inculcated a very strong interest in learning design that sort of developed over time, and I've been involved with both LearnScope projects and also TAFE quality projects as a project manager, hence essentially this learning design framework that I'm going to present to you has actually sprung from all of that work over the last, say, 7 years. I'm going to move through these slides very rapidly, so if you've got any questions, would you like to hold them over to the end, or if you've got something that's really burning, or sort of, please feel free to chime in. So basically what I want to cover is the background to the framework, give you something of the principles and thinking that were underpinning the framework. I'm going to go into some detail explaining the framework and showing you how it has a sort of a multiple pathway approach. I also want to talk to you about the benefits for both users, in other words learners and teachers of the learning framework, and the possibility of the framework with LAMS, of course. So let me first begin by saying that this LearnSpire, the work that you're seeing at the moment, sprang from a TAFE New South Wales Quality Improvement Project Scheme, where in my workplace we set about with this focus question, designing resources and support materials for our future. So I need to first qualify that I'm coming from a vocational education experience. Yes, I've had in my work, I've got distance education and open learning, but basically the framework is being applied to flexible delivery, essentially e-learning environments. Now, I don't want to go into too much detail with all of this because we're going to spend the next 5 minutes talking about each one of these. But basically, the principles underpinning the learning framework, learning-directed learning, learning-to-learn, learner-centered learning, collaborative, cooperative learning, contextualized learning, personalised in the sense of customised learning, and that's very important for this project and the framework that I'll be going into some detail with very shortly, and finally there, reflective learning. So all these ideas, if you like, were harvested, and it took a considerable amount of picking the eyes out of what are these ideas telling us about learning design. So picking the eyes out of all of those things and trying to sort of instill them into the framework. I'd also like to sort of add to the underpinning basis, the thinking that went into the framework. It's obviously got behavioural, cognitivist and constructivist theories built into it. And it's obviously trying to accommodate diverse learning styles, different modes of learning, of course. So, as I said to you before, basically what we're trying to do was, what would a resource look like in the hands of a 21st century learner? A lofty ideal, I know, and whether or not we achieve that, I'd be interested in your feedback at the end, please. Well, here's the framework. Basically, it's made up of seven dimensions with various design elements, and they step through, if you like, previewing, defining, connecting, applying, journaling, checking your progress, and finally there, self-checking. So there are various design elements there that chime into each of those learning frameworks, each of those seven dimensions, I should say. I'd just like to stress that this is not a model. It was never an intention to go about trying to sort of create a model that would sort of, you know, everyone and every situation could work from. It's more about setting up, trying to sort of come up with heuristics, in other words, design principles and ideals that could suit a given situation. And I'm trying to make the point that the framework itself is not intended to be sequential. Each dimension in the framework interconnects and overlaps for a learner in very rewarding ways. Yes, you could focus on each dimension solely or individually, but that's really not the intention. The diagram there presents a spire, so it's intended to get across the impression that this is revolving and at the same time expanding. Right, let's go into some detail now about the actual framework and look at each of the dimensions in some detail. And there's basically two slides looking at each of the dimensions. The previewing stage, I'm just reading from the slide there. Previewing sets the stage for purposeful learning. It enables the learner to get the big picture, the overall design of what they will study before they turn their attention to the details. It provides the navigational tools to assist self-direction. So essentially, previewing is developing learners the capability to plan more effectively and to tap into the ability for them to realise their own strategies that they'll use in the learning process. So obviously helping them to improve their concentration, to enhance their memory and thinking that they'll need to practice when they're working through a given learning topic. Now, I should have mentioned also, I'm saying learning topic, so I'm already coming from learning object sort of architecture. So obviously many of you here would be familiar with that sort of concept. The design elements in the previewing stage. Obviously, before you do this learning topic, just a quick note regarding any prerequisites or co-requisite learning topics. The learning purpose itself, in other words, the main message, the main idea, and the importance of the learning to the learner from a personal perspective. In other words, what is the value for them? A what you'll learn section, where the expected outcomes are outlined, it's giving very detailed information about the competency or learning outcomes that are being focused on. An outline of the topic. Now this is important because basically this needs to take the form of some sort of concept diagram or thinking map, in other words a mind map, showing the way the ideas will be developed. In other words, it's a visual way of presenting information for the learner. And obviously the recommended resources that go with the learning topic, and finally there the preview activity. In other words, where they develop their own study plan. So this is basically the warm-up stage, where the learner surveys the learning topic before actually getting their teeth into it. Let's move now to the next dimension, defining. Defining what the learner is engaging with will be done predominantly through this My Glossary. A glossary of terms is going to help the student lay the foundation for making connections with the learning. It also has an added advantage of assisting the learner to articulate to themselves as a real practitioner. Obviously with a vocational education, this is extremely important, but it also is going to help to build shared vocabulary and shared understanding with their peers, with their fellow students. So defining requires the learner to build and use a vocabulary of the area of study or discipline. It's going to help to create increased confidence on the part of the learner. So my glossary entails the learner paying particular attention to key terms or ideas used, the learner capturing those terms in a separate section called this My Glossary, where they're going to rephrase each definition into their own words, so it's got an active component. The learner is going to refer to that My Glossary for terms that they need as a quick review at any time while undertaking any or all of the other dimensions. So I'd like to stress that this My Glossary dimension, this My Glossary element, I should say, is trying to counter passive learning. It requires energy and effort on the part of the student. Let's move to the next dimension, connecting. So by reading and translating the ideas of the learning topic into their own words and images, a learner is actively, stress on the word active, processing the material. They're making sense of what they are learning. There's going to be complementary activities for them to complete, where the learner is required to articulate to themselves and their peers what they are learning. And finally, there needs to be some built-in scaffolds or support structures to move the learner from their present level of competence to more advanced performance. So I stress, connecting is about active involvement and personal meaning making on the part of the learner. The design elements that comprise the connecting dimension: actively working through the reading material, writing their own notes, building concept diagrams, thinking maps, is where they're looking at the content. There's a flip side to that where they have to do activities such as answering questions, finding information, collaborating with fellow learners, discussing issues, all of that range and wealth of activity that a teacher or a trainer would use. Applying is the next dimension. And this is where we really get to the heart of what this framework is all about, because applying what a learner has acquired is done by the learner practicing the procedures for a particular skill in some real-world context, say solving some meaningful problem. It could, doesn't have to, but it could also take the form of a quiz. So it's basically, this applying stage is where the learner contextualises their learning. It's going to take the form of a show-you-can exercise. As I said, it's helping the learner synthesise and apply their learning to some realistic and authentic situation. Or it might take the form of a quiz, or alternatively, it could be both. But the quiz aims to help the learner get prepared, competent and confident for sitting an actual exam or test event. I just want to make a point about the show you can exercise. It should take the form of some authentic real world project where the learner is presented with some complex task to be completed over a sustained period of time, or it may well be a case study that they explore at length and at depth. And obviously trying to push the need for higher order thinking. The next dimension in the framework, journaling. Journal entries obviously combine both reflections on and analysis of the learning and learning situation. Journaling will make the learning more meaningful and personal, as well as assist the learner to become more aware of their own needs, strengths and difficulties, and how to respond accordingly. So we know from research that building a learner's level of metacognition increases their knowledge, awareness and control of their learning, and this is an attempt to tap into that. This is where the learner synthesises their thoughts and actions and then tries to translate them into some meaningful form for their own minds. The design elements will incorporate the student actively recording in some sort of journal what they do and don't understand, the purpose of the activities that they've completed, the effectiveness of their own learning, the strategies they've used to get to that point, So essentially, a learning journal is helping learners make judgments about their own performance and ability to perform a particular skill or how much knowledge they've acquired. So this journaling requires the learner to reflect on what they are doing, why and how they are doing it, whether they understand what they need to know, and whether or not they have acquired everything they need to know or to be able to perform. The next stage in the learning framework, checking your progress. Checking your progress requires the learner to validate and reinforce to themselves that they really are learning and that what they need to know is in place and that they are on the right track. It's also a quick reminder for the learner to go back and pick up anything they have missed along the way. In other words, it's going to cue the learner about possible gaps that may exist in their learning and give them time to fill those gaps. So basically it's about a learner just being reassured that they're on the right track, that they're doing fine. The check your progress design elements. A learner will be required to complete a My Summary, and this is going to take the form of some concept diagram or thinking map that they construct from scratch. Yes, you might want to give them some scaffolding by way of a concept diagram that's only partially completed, but for the most part, it's about them building it to show their understanding, to show their understanding of the links that have taken place in their learning. The My Review, this is something that's very, I guess, suitable for the vocational delivery area, is an attempt for the learner to answer some questions that tap into or relate to the actual competencies that they're studying, the learning outcomes. In other words, they're being asked to say to themselves, are you able to perform those given learning competencies or learning outcomes to a sufficient level? Are they proficient? Do they feel confident they can do those things? So they're also asking themselves questions such as, how well am I relating to this new material? Do I know it well enough to advance to the next learning topic or the next stage in my training? In other words, they've got to prove to themselves that they've achieved the required level before they can move on. The next stage in the dimensions of the learning framework, the self-checking. Self-checking requires a learner to ascertain if the connections they have been making are accurate. The knowledge and skill they've learned is challenged for accuracy and depth. Learners are encouraged to learn from the mistakes, coming to believe that wrong answers can be more useful to their learning than being right. Self-checking design elements, feedback of activities, feedback to the show you can exercise, model responses for the quiz, and this is where exemplars and exemplar responses and good, effective answers are presented. Quickly moving on. Multiple pathway approach. There are three distinct learning pathways that can be built into the learning framework, and they're unlike what you've got on your presentation there, your handout. They're called guided, coached, and mentored. So the learner, obviously in consultation with their teacher, chooses the best pathway depending on their circumstances. And the guided pathway is intended for learners who prefer a safe, structured, guiding learning that helps them avoid mistakes and achieve easy learning goals in a simple fashion. So there's lots of scaffolding built in. The coached pathway. This pathway is for learners who prefer semi-specific, semi-structured coached learning that stimulates personal value and provides creative interaction. In other words, it's got a real hands-on flavour to it. And the mentored pathway, this is for learners who prefer structured mentored learning that promotes challenging goals, that involves discovery, and there's a certain amount of self-management on the part of the learner. All right, moving right along, the value of the learning aid framework, all of those things, acknowledge individual context, encourage active participation, encourage learners to articulate, encourage learners to be self-critical. the multiple pathway approach and the fact that it's supportive of learners. The benefits of the learning framework provides a ready-made personal outline. It encourages learners to manage their learning and performance and guarantees that a learner's on the right track. I've mentioned all of those things. The uses of the learning framework. Now, what I'm suggesting here is there are, from what I can see, two ways of using the framework. It can be used as a template for developing resources within, if you like. Template in inverted commas. In that the terminology in the headings guide the learning. So you can use it exactly as it is. Or alternatively, you might like to use it as a construct for helping to develop resources. And this is where you might have teams of writers developing resources. So therefore, you can give them this framework and you've got an underpinning common language for communication. And I'd also just in passing say that it was also used in a TAFE framework to validate the content, the activities and the exercise. The possibilities of the framework for use with LAMS, the more I've heard people deliver their presentations this morning, the more I think it's LAMS and Moodle in conjunction with one another, where Moodle becomes the learning management system. So LAMS and Moodle act as a wrapper to house the seven dimensions of the framework. So that they become tasks, if you like, for pre, during, and post-learning. I'm the first to admit, this learning framework is not really breaking any new ground. It's simply, a backward sweep, picking up on a very intense period of research and development that's taken place in the area of learning design, and picking up on all that's been good in that research, and using those principles for building the construct and assisting with resource development. I'd also like to add that the learning framework is a step towards achieving more sophisticated performance support for meeting learning preferences in learning management systems and virtual learning environments. And by that I mean the ability in the future of learning management systems to be able to use metadata detail to really hone in on the learning orientation. So learning materials or tasks could be designed for different types of learners. And the metadata could contain that information and assist you as a learner to be able to sort of create the pathway and use the materials that are available, use the resources that are available that pertain to your learning style. I put up those references there because I just need you to be aware of these were just the tip of the iceberg, the groundbreaking resources that impacted on the unfolding of the project. So basically what I'm trying to say here by way of a conclusion is that the learning framework, LearnSpire, will change the practice of learners learning and teachers teaching. I hope we've got time for questions.
First, I think if you'll join me in thanking Brian for a great presentation. We are close to time, perhaps we'll have one quick question, then people can grab you over lunch after that, I think. So, is there a question? Yes, thank you.
How are you disseminating that to your teachers? Who's going to use it?
From the perspective that I'm working from at the moment, I'm working in a curriculum centre where at any one time there'll be the need to develop a resource or a suite of resources for a given course. And we will bring in writers to write the material, develop the resource in a flexible delivery sort of sense. So basically I would give those writers a workshop and present them with the framework. And then from that moment in time, when there's any ongoing need for discussion or feedback, we've got this common language of understanding as to what needs to be done at different points in the design of the material.
So you're not going to hand it out to, say, a teacher like me in random and say you could use this as a framework?
I'm a bit like James at the moment. I'm open source. You've got the thing in your hands, run with it.
Fair enough.
Okay, having the session before lunch is always a tough one. People's stomachs must be growling. Let's go.
Thank you very much, Brian.
I leave these cards at the front of the room, but I think the actual presentation had my details as well.